If you're looking for a podcast that talks about games, gaming issues, games in the media, anime, or anything like that, you've come to the right podcast. Welcome to 100% Real with Small Time Gamers. Here are your hosts.
And welcome back to the podcast. Today, our host is Drake and Incog from Twitch TV. And today we have a special guest. She's going by her screen name, Marsha. Do you want to go ahead and say hello?
Hello.
All right, Incog, you want to say anything?
What's going on?
All right. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about first video games that each of one of us have tried out and what pretty much kind of brought us into the realm of gaming. Marsha, since you are the special guest, do you want to tell us a little bit about what kind of brought you into video games?
Probably my dad. I secretly think that he wanted more boys than anything, because as soon as the Sony system came out, I had one. So Sonic the Hedgehog and stuff like that. It was just like, he was just like, ooh, look, I like video games. She's going to like video games.
All right. So you were kind of brought into it by your father, and first game was Sonic. And what's your current game that you're playing right now?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
And how do you like that?
It's good. I like the style of it. I know originally I did not like shooting games because the only one I had played was like Halo, and I didn't like the person view of it. I don't want to see my whole character. I just want to see as if like I'm looking through my own eyes.
All right. So pretty much you like the first person shooters or the FPS?
Yes.
Okay. And so pretty much being able to see through the eyes of the actual player is something that you like a little bit more. What about RPGs or anything like that? Have you played any of those or tried any of those?
Yes, I've played Final Fantasy and Resident Evil. I prefer Final Fantasy over Resident Evil, but I've played both of them.
All right. Incog, you got any questions for her?
A couple. Actually, they're more general questions. Resident Evil is considered an RPG? I've never played it.
Yes, it's considered a role-playing game.
I don't play it.
I enjoy it.
My other question was, it's been a long time since I played Halo. I thought Halo was first person. Or is it not considered first person?
I don't believe so, because it's like their whole body. Like the older versions, the newer ones, I'm not so sure. It might have changed as they progressed, but I know originally, like the original Halo was definitely not first
person. It was, but you could always switch it to third person view, if I remember correctly.
Oh, really? I never knew that.
Yeah, it was a pain in the butt.
I didn't know you could switch it. What the heck?
Yeah, you could.
I didn't know you couldn't. I didn't know there was involved.
Yeah, because Halo's a first person shooter, but it could be changed to, if I remember correctly, third person. I think it was Halo 2. But it was a kind of a pain. But it was mainly when you were driving and shooting that you were like third person view, if I remember correctly.
That's so weird. I mean, that completely threw my whole train mindset off.
Yeah. So it's Halo was a good game, and I do like the first person shooter. And of course, the RPGs, Resident Evil's it's up there. It's one of my favorites. But what about you, Incog? What was your first game that kind of dragged you into gaming?
As far as I remember, I've always been real into video games. Where, you know, I'm into the original NES. My first real system was Super. I remember playing Mario Kart, playing Super Mario, and, you know, things of that nature. I think Tetris was a thing on one of those systems. Dr. Mario, like, I've played a very wide range of video games. I think the only game genre that never really stuck with me is probably fighting games, as far as like Tekken, Mortal Kombat, things like that. And then what are they called, the MMO RPGs,
World of Warcraft and stuff like that.
Yeah, like you're not gonna catch me playing World of Warcraft. I've tried it. I'm not the type of person to, you know, say I don't like something without trying it. And yeah, I just, it wasn't my thing. I couldn't get into it. I've tried other MMOs, as far as, you know, thinking maybe there's something about a different game that I would like. I think the closest I got to liking an MMO was probably EverQuest.
I've never tried and EverQuest.
Even then, I haven't played it in, I want to say, about a year or so.
I have never tried it.
But overall, I pretty much play with anything that gets put in front of me if I find it interesting.
Because I've played World of Warcraft. I was addicted to it at one point, but once my 14-day trial ran out, I quit. So I can say it is a good game, but I don't like to stand or sit in front of the computer with just constantly trying to play just that. And it really is a good game. It's just not me.
Oh, you didn't start twitching and having withdrawals whenever you stop cold turkey like that?
No, never, never, never.
Believe it or not, I'm going to go a little off topic here. Well, it's still on topic for gaming as far as that goes. At one point, I was in as we all know, I went to the military, I was in the Navy. I was on not going to give out the name, I was on a base where we had other member, how do I say, servicemen that would kind of, like proctors, they would watch over the rest of us. Well, at one point, me and this other guy got quarantined because we actually both caught scabies in boot camp.
Ew.
Yeah, it was horrible. I was in so much pain at all times. Like, my hands were just... Like, it was on my hands and my sides, like where my ribs are, and it was terrible. Like, I was miserable. I was always in a lot of pain.
Oh.
And, well, it got to the point where we got really kind of lazy because we got used to things being brought to us. And so when we got off this little quarantine, which was like, I want to say about 10 days or so, we actually got one of the proctors addicted to WoW, and his pain, like the only way we would allow him to play it, or my roommate would allow him to play it on his computer, because my roommate was like one of the only few people with the laptop, gaming laptop. We would tell him to go get us stuff from like the mess halls and stuff that bring us food basically. And that would be his way of paying us to let him play.
Sounds about right.
That's terrible. It's mean, but I mean, it worked.
Did you bribe someone to play WoW? Like, you bribed them so they could play WoW?
Basically, is what it comes down to. They would go bring us food. If not, we wouldn't let them play.
Oh no, that's smart to me. That sounds real smart.
We were, manipulative little shits.
It sounds like it.
I mean, it's like supply and demand. We had something he wanted, and he could have had it unless he gave us what we wanted.
You pimped out WoW is what you're saying.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, I was like, he was being a pimp.
That's pretty much what it comes down to, yes.
And this is why we have so many problems in gaming. And that game has a lot of problems where someone actually sold their body just so they could, ride in a helicopter or something like that. It was
Stardew. From game, what I heard, there was one that Animal Crossing has gotten some rep about doing things like that.
Yeah.
People doing certain things. I'm not going to go into details, but doing certain, in-game currency and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Some of these games get ridiculous.
They've all started their own Snapchat premiums just so that they can get money to get the game.
I'm being dead serious. Some of these people get really addicted to it, and they'll do things that they shouldn't be doing.
I mean, if you think about it, we're all adults. Choice you want to make with your life,
Yeah.
Good luck to you. I'm not even gonna say the best to you. I'm saying good luck to you.
Like, exactly.
You never know what come of it.
Yeah.
For real.
But yeah, I mean, and one of my first games was the Ninja Turtles.
I remember that. Which one?
The original one for NES.
The one where you're basically your four lives are each turtle.
Yep. Yep.
And you start off like, I think I want to say the first level is like in the sewer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my first game.
And your first boss was the Rhino guy?
Yes, Rocksteady.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that was my first game, and I didn't even get to play it. I didn't, because it came out for arcade and NES. When I first played it, it was the arcade, because I didn't have an NES. I couldn't afford an NES. So I played it at the arcade, loved it. When I eventually got an NES, that was the first game I got.
Nice.
So, I mean, it's it's been a long time. I do go back and, you know, think about it sometimes and wonder, you know, what, you know, this was my very first game, and am I happy about it, or am I glad that that was my very first game? And I always go back and say, yeah, I was like, I'm glad that was my first game that got me into this. And, you know,
I think my very, very first game I ever played was Super Mario Bros.
That was a good one. Don't get me wrong. That is a great game for any person.
It's so cliche. Yeah, but it's so cliche.
It is, but it's the first, you know, beginner game, because it literally comes with that game and Duck Hunt.
Yeah, and Duck Hunt. I mean, I remember putting the gun up, make sure I hit that dang duck.
I would try to shoot that dog every single time because he would laugh at
dog me. That laughed at you.
Yeah, because my gun didn't work. That's what happens when you get a hand-me-down gun.
All right. So my question is this: what kept y'all in gaming, as far as y'all's interest in gaming? Because I mean, I don't know about Marsha. I know myself. Once I picked up gaming, I never really left it. I continued on my course as far as looking for the next game that would catch my eye. But what about y'all two? Did y'all stay in the gaming, or did y'all leave for a little bit? Like, what? How does y'all's little history, I guess, go?
All right, Marsha, you go ahead and answer this one. I'll let you answer first.
I actually was in gaming like all the way until probably I was like 11. And then I was at that stage since I was a girl where I thought it was nerd. And I was like, whatever, I'm play. So, and then I think when I was an adult, then I kind of got back into it for a little bit and then stopped again and picked up again. But every now and then I would still play. I suck, but I still.
Well, we all have our moments where we just are just down and we just don't want to play anymore, and that's natural, because sometimes we do play a little bit too much and we burn ourselves out, especially, you know, on certain games. I know I've done it. When I was playing Hunt, I burnt myself out too much, so I quit playing, and eventually when I did go back into it, I sucked horribly. So it is understandable why, you know, some people, especially like you, Marsha, you said you quit playing for a little bit. I mean, sometimes it's just a little breather.
Yeah, that breather was like years. So I'm going to
go with no. It happens sometimes. I've taken a breather for a while. I mean, and it does happen. I know for me, once I was hooked on video games, I would play, but I wouldn't play as often because I couldn't afford the newer systems. So whatever I had at the time is what I had. I didn't really get more into gaming until I got my N64. And then this is where I just fell in love with my all-time favorite series, The Legend of Zelda. I played the Ocarina of Time and fell in love with it. And that's basically where I took off. The N64 was what literally drove me into more of the hardcore gaming and stuff like that. And what about you, Incog?
I never really left any gaming. And I think the only game I ever experienced burnout on was... Actually, no, I've experienced burnout on a lot of games. But, you know, once I learned what it was, I realized ways to avoid it. And I think that's what made me widen my range as far as what I decide to play or what I would play. Even now, you know, even with streaming... You know, with streaming, they tell you when you first start off, you want to play the same game repetitively. That way, the people that are watching that game will find you. And then once you gain you start building an actual community is when you go ahead and start switching it up. But I tried that theory. I tried it with Overwatch, and I immediately noticed that I was getting burned out on it. I was getting frustrated. I was making mistakes that, you know, normally I would. And I realized, you know, this one game of thing is not going to work for me. So I switched it up. You know, started playing more variety of games. I play Paladins, I play Smite, Call of Duty, Dead by Daylight, Subnautica, Ark, Minecraft, you know, the list goes on. Whatever I feel like my viewers might want to watch, I'll be willing to try to play it. I've played House Flipper, which is basically just, you know, taking on jobs to clean people's houses, fixing the house, taking the money that they give you and buying your own house to fix up. And then you turn around and sell the house and so on and so forth. The game just continues. But there has been times where, like, especially, I think it started more so when I started with Twitch. There's times where I look at my computer and I'm like, I know I need to stream. I know I need to get on. But it just feels like too much effort. It feels like I don't want to do it. Like, I look at my computer and I just look at it like it's a burden.
That's understandable. And when you get that burnout, you get to that stage of burnout, it's there. I mean, you're burnt out.
Yeah.
You just don't want to deal with it.
But, you know, I've tried to be more careful about everything and how I take care of myself. But I've never really left any games. There's games I haven't played in a long time. Grand Theft Auto, for one, sadly.
You blew everybody up in that game.
I did. It was fun. It was very fun and very amusing. I haven't played that one in a while. Shellshocked, I haven't played in forever because I really not played as much anymore, so it's harder to find games and lobbies. I remember what surprised me is, I mean, you've been playing this game recently. We played Paladins. I remember I hadn't played Paladins so long that one day I didn't know what to stream, so I kind of looked down. I was like, man, what do I do? I looked up and I saw Paladins. And you know what? I haven't played Paladins in a while. Jumped on Paladins, grabbed a character that I remember using, and I was going on 10, 15, you know, 20 kill streaks. And I was like, when did I get good at this game?
Yeah.
And it was funny because, you know, I became, you know, I was really good at a game that I didn't remember being good at ever. So I guess I kind of had the opposite effect of what Marshall was talking about.
Yeah. And,
but sometimes you need to step into different games to learn different strategical methods. Like, to be able to play one game, you need things this way and bring in the other. That helps because you're thinking with a different mindset because you played this other game, which you did think this way.
Oh, definitely. There's been, I think I have a couple clips where, you know, I'm playing Call of Duty and I'm using tactics that I would use on a completely different game. There's one where I'm jumping and hopping along the fence line. I'm walking along the fence line and I'm getting kills or jumping down and getting a surprise kill. And, you know, people never think to look there because, you know, who really does that?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something you definitely, you know, you learn about playing different games.
And now my question for you, Marcia, is what game have you played so much that you've burnt out on it?
Honestly, I want to say one of the games.
I'm sorry. Probably.
Huh?
Which one? I'm sorry, yeah, you were kind of breaking up.
Can you hear me now? Hear me now? Good, good. Okay, it will probably be hard question. I want to say it's going to have to be hurt. So I got to the point where I just didn't want to see Mario anymore or Luigi. Like, nah, either one of y'all love a million people. So I just stopped playing because when I was younger, my cousin used to have the Nintendo 64, and I'd go over there a lot, so I'd be playing, you know, different like that, and it just got to the point where I just didn't want to see it any like flashback, like, no, not again.
No, that's understandable, and like I said, we all get there, and we get to a point where we just don't even want to see the game anymore, and we just turn it off, or we'll hide the game and won't even touch it for months, and I literally mean months. Where we were just like, whatever. I was like, I don't even want to touch it. I don't even want to think about it. And you forget about it. And then eventually when you go back and look at it, you're like, oh, I forgot about that game. And I've been there plenty of times myself. I'm trying to think of one of them. Just recently was actually the Call of Duty. I've been kind of burnt out on it. Just because I've already maxed out the rank. And I'm waiting for the new season to come out before anything else. And it's just kind of like, I was like, there's not really much for me to do other than max out my weapons, and I really don't want to.
I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. Not as far as being burned out, but my main goal right now is maxing out my melee weapons.
Yeah.
Because if you've been watching my streams or even my Instagram, you'll know that I got my knife gold, which I feel like is not something that a lot of people do first.
No, that's like, not.
I feel like that's something people do just on a whim. Like, I'm going to get a gold knife.
But, and I do, like I said, I still love the game. I really do. And it's just, like I said, I think I just burnt myself out because I made the rank too quickly. And then now I'm just looking, I was like, well, what do I do next? And all that's left is pretty much the, you know, the weapons, trying to get those or unlock other things. And so, and I do see it, and like I said, I still play it every now and then. I still play it pretty much whenever I'm asked, but I'm thinking I'm going to switch to other games, like maybe Gears of War or something else, just to kind of get myself some, you know, something different.
I have a question for Marsha though.
Yeah.
Considering you just started playing Call of Duty again, not sure what games you were playing before you started playing Call of Duty with us, or like when the most recent one was, but when it comes to being a female as far as multiplayer platforms, do you find them different, or do you, like, what experiences have you had?
Honestly, I feel like when I step in there, they all know I'm actually, like, my screen name is a girl name, my character is a girl, and sometimes I feel like they hesitate to shoot more because I'm a girl.
Oh, I'll shoot you right in the head.
Right between the eyes.
We'll stab you in the back or something, you know, something like
that. He'll slide in and just cut you in the legs.
But y'all know me, though, so, you know, it's different. But that's one thing I have noticed. So being a female, I feel like it does actually, like, not necessarily help you, but they're not looking more for you as a target. Or it could just be because I suck. I don't know. They don't even feel threatened by me. They're like, let her live. Just let her live.
She can't shoot us anyways.
She can't shoot us. We're not worried about her. Then they get sniped in the head from a whole building, three buildings away. They're like, older. Yes.
Or a knife to the face from halfway across the map.
Hey, that was not me.
But here's my question for you is, and this one's for Marsha, is since you are new to Call of Duty, what was the most challenging part for you since you were new to it?
Learning the controls, because my I had, so I was getting super, because I played game systems before. I played the PlayStation before. I played the Xbox before, so I couldn't understand why it was not doing what I wanted it to do. And then y'all would tell me what buttons to press, and I was like, it's not that button. Like, I don't know what to do. It was probably like 3 weeks into actually playing when I finally started getting good that it got brought to my attention that my controllers were inverted. And I was just like, wait, what? You could do that? And then once they were switched back off, it didn't matter because I had already grown to play inverted and I can't play regular now.
That is funny.
All right, so the inverted controls for you was the hardest part then.
Yes.
All right. And like I said, and because you didn't know, you didn't know that the controls could be switched. Now that you do know, is that something you're going to be looking into when you do play different games from now on? Make sure the controls aren't inverted or anything like that?
Honestly, I'm probably going to make sure they are inverted since now I play better that way. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'll probably look at all the settings first. I don't even know why it was set like that in the first place. And it was weird because it was a new controller, so I'm just kidding. Or if it was setting in the game, like, I don't know. I didn't touch anything. I swear I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Shaggy style. It wasn't me. I don't care what.
All right. You got any questions for Incog? Or do you have any questions for us, Marsha?
No. No, I'm good. I usually ask y'all questions all the time anyway. So I guess it's y'all's turn.
All right. Pretty much from what we've seen and from the time that we played, you have gotten, you know, used to the controls and you have gotten better. And as you said, the hardest part was getting used to the controls. And would you think Call of Duty, this new one, is it a good game for someone who's just getting back into it or a brand new gamer? Do you think this is a game that would be good for them, or do you think it'll be that they should try something else before jumping into something like this?
I think it's actually a pretty straightforward, easy game, especially if you're playing on multiplayer with friends. It's definitely a good game to get you back into it because it's relatively easy. The objectives are easy, and, you know, it actually doesn't have that much, like, drop whenever you shoot. Like, it's a really easy game to play.
Okay. And so, Incog, you got anything?
Not off the top of my head.
All right. Like I said, pretty much that's everything that we've got for this topic. Just to kind of do an overview, pretty much we discussed a couple of our first games. What got us into gaming, what kept us into gaming, and then on top of it, you know, we discussed a little bit about Call of Duty and Of course, Marcia, we thank you for joining us and then talking about your experience with the games and everything else. We really do appreciate it.
Not a problem.
And pretty much this is going to be the end of the episode. Is there anything you guys want to say before we leave?
Follow my Twitter, follow my Instagram, follow my TikTok, follow whatever I want. Join my Discord.
I was about to say the same thing for them, y'all to follow him. Because I don't have any of that stuff.
All right, if you guys want to watch Incog play and even here watch Marcia or myself play Call of Duty with him, make sure to follow his stream. He's at the Incog on Twitch, so make sure to follow him, but follow him on Twitter so that way you can find out when he goes live, and just follow him, pretty much give him a like and subscribe to him.
Just don't follow me in person, because then I'm gonna think it's weird and I'll probably try to wonder why the hell you got in my house. Because I don't leave my house.
It's okay.
I'm still self-isolating. I don't trust the world around me right now.
It's okay if you see some handprints and a face in the window, okay? He's just following you.
If you get sprayed with Lysol, it could be mace, it could be Lysol. I don't know. Just like if you see me in the real world, I will spray you with pepper spray. Just know that, okay?
I'm about to go visit real quick.
Oh no. Be prepared. You know what? I'm out of pepper spray. I think I need some Lysol spray in my room. Just a little bit.
She's got some Lysol spray for you, Incog.
At least I'll be disinfected.
Yeah.
But nothing will disinfect your dirty mind.
Never.
But at least you won't have the COVID.
Right.
Alright, so this is gonna end our podcast is going to end our episode. We want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Take care.
Later.